Tom Weber on NPR News. Somalia is known as a nation of poets. Many Somalis can recite poetry going back hundreds of years. It's a tradition of sharing stories that requires not just speaking, but listening. There was an event last month that explored Somali storytelling in Minnesota, the state with the largest Somali-American population. Can storytelling and poetry bridge a generational gap within the community? That was the big question at the event over at the U's Journalism School, which is part of a project called Crossing the Divide from WGBH and the Ground Truth Project. Ground Truth is a nonprofit news organization that works to train the next generation of journalists. We're going to hear now some highlights from that discussion. Saeed Salah Ahmed is a playwright, poet, and U of M professor, and he notes that in agrarian Somalia, storytelling took place around a fire after a day of milking the animals. Ahmed says different families gathered under the same tree, passing stories from one generation to the next.
And that's how stories link people, how the family members respect each other by receiving. This is how the young ones know that their parents are knowledgeable of something. And that is how they teach them. And then this family story is passed to the other family and to the other community and to the nation. And therefore, when people have the same stories, moral stories, believe same ideas, and have the same in relation to the storytelling, is when their minds can be in the same set. But in the urban home, the same stories are told in the living room there. These stories, the setting may be different, but the idea is the same. In the diaspora, it is the same thing that these stories are to be told.
Compare that to Fatima Muhammad, a student at the U, who notes many immigrants are too busy starting new lives in this country to worry about preserving the culture of their homeland. Muhammad's father is the first in his family to come to the U.S.
He's thinking, how do I save the livelihood of my family? He wants to find a job. And then he wants to make sure we can secure good jobs. So when it comes to things like preserving art and stuff, that's seen as like a privilege, you know? Mm-hmm. It's important, but how important is it when you first immigrate? If my parents are working, then how often do they get to share the stories? We don't have time to maybe like sit around the living room if I'm going to help take care of my siblings while they help take care of me.
And so creates the division between generations. Abdirazak Bihi is a father and community organizer who works with Somali-American youth. He says immigrants like himself even have a name for the younger generation who was born here.
They belong to a generation called Sewalahi. And so they didn't like the name Sewalahi. Sewalahi means, in Somali, when we talk, if you tell me something that kind of new to me, I said, or something unbelievable, I ask you to swear on God. So say wallahi means swear on God. So we call them say wallahi until I find out that they also have a name for us, Fab, which is fresh off the boat.
But Bihi says the more he listens to the younger folks, the more he learns. Multimedia artist Ifra Mansour says wisdom goes both ways. The playwright says, even at a time when our country is so divided, she feels hopeful about the future. One reason is because she knows her community has overcome hardship before.
I get to work with these brilliant East African elders that are learning for the first time. And they're learning English so that they too can communicate with their grandchildren that speak very little English. And so I feel like every now and then I'll eavesdrop on this really powerful conversation. And the last conversation that I eavesdropped on was this grandma is conversing with her granddaughter. And the granddaughter was talking about how a family member is no longer able to come to America. And the granddaughter is asking, Grandma, but why? Why can't our family member come? And the grandmother, you know, simply listed all the things that she has overcome, like a civil war, you know, living in America as an elder, being Muslim. And she just listed all the things that, you know, makes her strong. And she goes like, this is nothing. Okay. we're going to face this.
Mansoor says she feels compelled to use art to show the resilience of her community. Panelist Saido Shai says she does worry about her children's generation. Shai says more Americans are emboldened to express anti-Muslim views after the election of President Trump. As a candidate, Trump singled out Somalis on the campaign trail here in the state, saying Minnesota has suffered enough from accepting refugees. Shai is also president of the Minnesota UMA Project and says she didn't have to deal with that degree of divisiveness when she was a girl growing up here. But she still remembers feeling conflicted. At home, she wore the hijab, obeyed her mother, and strived to be the ideal daughter.
But when I go to school, I wear my jeans. You know, my mom doesn't know. I have to put my hijab and everything in my backpack and then go to school and make friends, because that was the norm. Like, everyone looked like me. You know, at first, a lot of people thought that I didn't even have, a lot of the kids didn't thought that I even had hair. And they were thinking about, like, who's, like, why is she this way? But I had to figure out my own way. And somewhere along the line, after my parents find out that's what I was doing and I was in big trouble, somewhere along the line, I had to really find who I was. I had to decide who I really want to be.
That was Saido Shai, one of several panelists who spoke at an event last month at the University of Minnesota. It was a discussion on Somali-American identity and storytelling. It's a conversation that was part of a project called Crossing the Divide, the Ground Truth Project. Well, coming up tomorrow, I want to hear your thoughts. The Boy Scouts recently announced that they will let girls join the Boy Scouts. What do you think of that? We're going to talk about that tomorrow at 11:00.